You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes, joined again by Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We will have more with you coming up in just a little bit. But first, we're going to talk about another theatrical performance. We've been talking a lot about these recently, but another one's coming to a DC Everest this weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It is the first show of their season, Dare to Dream Junior. We're very happy to welcome the directors of the production coming up at DCE, Marsha DeLone. Yep. Marsha, good to see you again.
Good to see you, Chad.
And also Wendy Vesper. And glad to have you here, Wendy, as well.
Thank you for having us.
Dare to Dream Junior. I'll have to admit, I had not been familiar with it prior to you reaching out and talking about it. For folks who may not be familiar with it, what is Dare to Dream Junior?
Dare to Dream Junior is a Disney musical review, which there is a storyline about looking for and finding your dreams and chasing your dreams. But they take Disney songs out of the context of the movies and incorporate it into the theme of the show. It's a really unique perspective, so you get to hear all your Disney favorite tunes, but there's a storyline to go with them.
What kind of variety of the tunes are there? Is it a history of Disney, basically, in one evening?
Yeah, there seems to be this older classic Disney and newer Disney that's coming out now. So you get a really nice mix of both. We end up having songs from classic shows and also Disney movies such as Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast, but we also move into Surface Pressure from Encanto and also things from Coco and different movies throughout the ages of Disney.
And in terms of the reception for a high school production, you want to make sure that it connects with the kids. Is this something that right from the beginning that you felt like the kids really connect with?
Yes. The show is being put on by grades 6 through 12. I feel that everybody loves a little bit of Disney somewhere. There's a little for everybody. And when we announced it to the kids and said, hey, we're going to do this show, the kids were super excited. And because they always want to do Disney, but we don't do a lot of Disney. So this gave them a chance to sing some of their favorites from shows that really aren't theater shows yet. So they were super excited about that.
Ages grades 6 through 12, that's a rather wide range. Does that present any kind of challenges having some of the younger kids along with some of the older kids?
I would say no challenges, but there's been a lot of good just that we've seen. And what we've done in the past where we've had our junior productions be 6 through 12, what's been really nice is that our senior level students, grades, 9 through 12 or 10 through 12, they have essentially sort of taken the younger students under their wing and have kind of helped guide them through what they're doing. But also, there's a lot of support that the kids do as well. They foster friendships, and then it bridges that gap, especially between where they are. And so then, when someone comes in to be a part of a show like this, and then if we do a senior level show, and unfortunately, if the grades don't work out for them to be a part of it, but then they come back to another one, then they still have those bonds and they form those friendships so that they can just keep continuing to have that throughout the time. So I would say no negatives, all positives.
How many performers are there involved in this production?
There's about 56 kids in the cast, and then we have 10 kids on our cruise. It's almost 70 kids involved, and they're all having a great time.
That is a big group, though. That's probably why you have two directors here. How do you try to put it all together? The sense of it, too, a lot of individual pieces that ultimately come together as a complete whole?
Yeah, there's partly to that, there are all the separate songs. So, I mean, if you're thinking to that you're going to come and just see like a Beauty and the Beast or like an Encanto or things like that, that is not going to be the case. You will hear songs from the different movies, and those then all tie into this overall arching theme of essentially just finding, searching for what your dream may be. So there is the thoroughfare of what's happening, and there is the story. It is a little loose in certain aspects of how it continues, but it does tell the story of how we can all still be dreamers no matter our age, which was one of Walt Disney's famous things.
How do you put together a production with this many people?
We run a summer program through our summer school program in the district. I would say 3/4 of the kids learned about 3/4 of the show during the summer. And then we invited kids that maybe couldn't participate in summer school because of jobs or other commitments. They had an opportunity to try out at the beginning of the school year. And then we rehearsed a couple numbers that we couldn't fit in during the summer and then put it all together as a whole. And we've really only had 15 rehearsals since school began on this show. So it was the kids working a lot at home, and then we incorporated those kids that didn't know it, and I don't know, it's just all come together. This last week has been a lot of run through and getting all the lines down and stuff, but the kids have really stepped up to the challenge, and I think they've put together something that is super entertaining and really fun.
And Marshall, we've talked to you previously, you've directed. Just hearing what Wendy says, that can be probably scary for a director, because it sounds like you're asking the performers to do a lot of what you call maybe self-work, as opposed to where it's every night for 8 weeks where you come in and have rehearsals. For a director, you have to maybe give up a little control, it sounds like, in this kind of case. Would that be fair to say?
I would say possibly, yeah. There's a lot of trust that we have with our students. And I mean, both Wendy and I, as co-directors, we talked about it, you know, over the summer and said, okay, well, how can we make this work? And even other people that we worked with over the summer, such as Scott Atkinson, who comes in and helps us in the summer school and those types of things. But there's a lot of people that have a lot of hands on this production to try to make it be what it is. And so there is a lot of trust that we have with the students. And so from my perspective, I handle a lot of the dancing. And so there's been a lot of videos that we have put out there and said, okay, well, we had them over the summer. Here's the videos of what we did. Please go and watch them. Try to learn it on your own. And then it's been a lot of come together and say, okay, you've taken these puzzle pieces. Now we have to actually make the picture. And so there's a lot of that has been going on.
Right.
But again, like Wendy said, the kids are doing fantastic with it. And it's a fun show and they're having a lot of fun with it too. You can see that on their faces when they're performing, which is just great. And also being in the space that we have now, especially with what was happening over the summer with our renovation, is just a joy to be able to see what we are capable of doing now in the space.
And we will have more with Wendy Vesper and Marshall DeLone from DC Everest and Dare to Dream Jr. coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the DC Everest Auditorium. That is coming up in our next segment in about 22 minutes or so at 7:22. But coming up next, top of the hour information update, followed by more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We are talking to Wendy Vesper and Marshall DeLone from DC Everest and their theater department as they are presenting Dare to Dream Jr. productions on Friday and Saturday nights, and then a matinee on Sunday. And it is the first production of the year at DC Everest, and I asked Wendy about replacing some of the folks that had left and some of the talent that is now at DC Everest starting a new school year.
The first show of a season is something that you have kids who move on after they graduate and they go on to the next level. What have you seen with the groups that have come in this year? Do you have a lot of talent at DC Everest that you're very excited to show to the public this weekend?
Oh, we do. And, you know, it always surprises me. Like, it's always sad when we lose our seniors in the spring, and you always wonder, like, well, you know, are we going to be able to have people to step up in those? But we really do. We have a very large senior class this year, and then we will have some growing to do, but we, in our younger grades, we have very talented kids. So we know that as our program continues to evolve, we will have people to step in, and we will hopefully continue to do the shows that the public has enjoyed and keep bringing people into our theater.
Yeah, and I would say a big testament to that goes back to what we had said before about the fact that we do run it as a 6-12 in these certain instances.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So giving the opportunity such as this for students to, again, you know, they can learn from those older kids, from our large group of seniors, and a lot of talent up in the senior high across the board. But as you said, Chad, there's going to be those moments, yeah, where we do lose every year. There's always a moment where we end up losing some, you know, losing some people, and we go, well, how can we do this? But because we've set ourselves up to be able to continue what we are doing and to let the kids have these opportunities when they are younger, so that then when they become those, you know, senior level students, then they have some experience with that, or they understand what kind of is going on, and then they can also then help guide the younger students that are coming in then.
Yeah, I think it's one of the unique things about our school district is that they really allow us to try different concepts and different ideas. Like, we start with the summer school program, and at first we were just doing it with like elementary grades and up to grade 6, and then all of a sudden it evolved to 9, and now we run our summer school program for grade 6 through 12, and we're always trying to build and create opportunities for kids to be involved in theater. And when you can catch them when they're young, mm-hmm. and if they really love it, they're going to stay with you along the way. And I find that by the senior year, I mean, we have kids that have been in 8, 9, 10 shows in our school district, which is really a unique situation.
The arts are so vitally important, and as you grab them early as part of the educational process. It sounds like at Everest, this is a vital aspect of the whole curriculum as part of opportunities for young people. Could you talk a little bit about the importance of that, the importance of supporting the arts, and that the district seems to appreciate that as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it is a goal of ours that when kids go through the theater program, that it's an extracurricular. It's not a class. It's right. We don't offer it during the school day, but we want to give kids an opportunity to grow as individuals with their talent and skills, but not only with musical talent or dancer or acting. We want them to grow as people too. So mm-hmm. we try to lay down some real good life lessons for them to learn about. You can take things away as like time management and organization and skills that will help them be successful as adults also. And I think the school district values that in our program. And we like look at the kids that walk away from our program and go out into the world. And we have very successful people. And it's been really fun now seeing some of them come back and like offer their talents to our program and work with us as alumni too. And do you have anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, again, all of the same things I would just reiterate, but the school district has obviously been very supportive of what we've done in the past, and they continue to be, obviously, with this renovation that has now happened. And also the availability that we have now. I mean, this year is a lot of work that we kind of put on ourselves, but, you know, we are ending up over the course of the season, we will end up doing 3 shows, which is different than our typical 2 that we will end up, that we usually do. So this one was the kind of add-on, but again, we decided, can we handle this with everything else? And with the support of the school district and everybody across the board and parents and the students, yes. I mean, without them, it wouldn't obviously happen. But just the support from everyone has just helped build this program to be what I think it is and what it can continue to be.
What are the other shows this school year?
Well, in November, we will be doing the SpongeBob musical, which we are very excited about as well. And then in the spring, we will be doing Dear Edwina Jr. as well. So another opportunity for some of our younger kids to come through, and just opportunities across the board for everyone.
Absolutely. It was a year of fun. We wanted to just have fun this year, and so we chose shows that revolve around having fun.
You've mentioned the opportunities for folks and then move on. In fact, I went to Everest many years ago, mm-hmm. and one of my best friends was involved in theater there, and he is still in theater at Cal State Fullerton working within that realm. So
That's amazing.
Like, you know, you never know. That was many, many years ago. Yeah. So, but he's still very much involved in it, and I know that you probably have some of these youngsters that will be involved in it for their life's work as well. To wrap it up again, give the details on this weekend, because again, it is Dare to Dream Junior. Dates and times and ticket information, anything for people that have been hooked and they want to come and see it at the renovated performance space at DC Everest.
All right. Well, the shows will take place at DC Everest High School in our theater Friday, October 10th at 7 o'clock p.m., Saturday, October 11th at 7 o'clock p.m., Sunday, October 12th at 1 o'clock p.m. Tickets are available at the door with a free will donation. And people are wondering, like, well, what does that mean? That means you can offer $1, you can offer $20, anything you offer, we will give you tickets. It is a very family-friendly show. It runs about an hour, so it's a great opportunity. Like, if you haven't brought your family to a performing arts performance before, this is a great intro to theater for young families. You could bring any age. It's very active. It's very upbeat. The lights are really cool. So really fun costumes. So please bring your families out. It'll be a great night at the theater.
Terrific. Again, take advantage of it. So many wonderful experiences for the young people and for the audience itself. Dare to Dream Junior Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at DC Everest. Wendy Vesper, Marshall DeLone, thank you both.
Thank you. Break a leg for your entire company this weekend.
Thank you very much.
We now need to take a time out. We'll have a bottom of the hour information update and then back with more with Mornings with Pat Kreitel on 98.9 WXCO. Good morning once again, everyone, and welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is a great-looking Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning, October the 8th of 2024, looking outside here from downtown Wausau, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Lots of blue skies, very little wind, but probably the coldest morning that we've had in a very long time. In fact, I think it was a freeze overnight, if I'm not mistaken. Right now, 33 degrees is the temperature. So as I came into work this morning, did not have the vehicle in the garage, so had to had a layer of ice on the windshield. Did you have ice on the windshield?
Yeah. Yep. Definitely had ice on my car.
The thing about it, though, was that I did not have to use the scraper. Just use the windshield liquid, the washer liquid, because it wasn't so cold. It was a major freeze. It was just enough to freeze, and you could use the button to clean off your windshield, and that worked out pretty well. So again,
for me, I just used my defroster.
Yeah, but
I was afraid that with windshield wiper, our fluid was going to freeze if I tried to use it.
And I can report it did not. So that was the good news. So we are getting a dose of fall, but again, it looks like it's going to be just a fantastic day. In fact, again, we are just going through this time frame where we haven't had significant rain in a while. I can't remember, actually, the last time we had significant rain. Maybe I'm missing something, but I can't recall any in the last couple of weeks, and it's going to stay that way. In fact, as I look at the forecast through the weekend, the only chance really is Thursday night, overnight, a 20% chance of showers, and that's not even a very good chance. Yeah. Otherwise, we're expecting a lot of sunshine today. A perfect fall day. I think it's a day where you're able to wear the light jacket, get a lot of sunshine, and the temperature expected to be around 59 degrees before all is said and done. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, sunny and 63. Friday, partly sunny and 64. Sunny and 64 Saturday. And then Sunday, partly sunny and a high near 67 degrees. So, again, if you're somebody that wants to take advantage here, we don't know how long the good weather is going to be for some of these outdoor activities. I was driving on Saturday, coming back from a high school football broadcast, and drove past the Rib Mountain Golf Course. It was packed. I mean, people are taking advantage right now on the weekends of the golf, of the tennis, pickleball, everything else. So people are taking advantage, knowing that here in the state of Wisconsin, even if it's not what you call a normal winter. We haven't had a normal winter in a while. It doesn't a lot of snow.
No, it's definitely not been like your typical winters we have here.
Right. So
some past winters in Wisconsin have been really bad.
Yeah.
So. And that was like just way back in the day.
Yeah. But so again, get out there and enjoy the weather.
Yeah.
Tonight, so make sure you join us from 6 till 8 p.m. It is the Big High School Sports Show right here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Myself, former Wausau West head football coach Jason Foster, will talk about what's going on as we get towards the end of the regular season in high school football. We'll review the Week 7 action from last week, look ahead to Week number 8 this week, plus special guests. We will have a couple of guests, student-athlete guests from Newman Catholic. Tristan Fisher will be one of our guests. And also Griffin Pent. So those will be our two guests coming up tonight, a pair of guests at 6:30. And then we will also have a coach guest this week, and we'll be talking to the head football coach of Wittenberg-Burnhamwood High School. Been having a really good run in recent years. They are 4-3 this season. Jason Rick, the head coach of the Whitburn Chargers, he'll be with us at 7:06. So again, Tristan Fisher and Griffin Pent at 6:30. Jason Rick from Wittenberg-Burnhamwood at 7:06. Part of the Big High School Sports Show tonight and every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. In fact, for those Newman Catholic young men, this week is the final week of the regular season. It's amazing how quickly the high school football season has been rolling right on by.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know, the playoffs begin next week for 8-player, the following week for 11-player. The 11-player has a regular season game this week and another regular season game next week. This Friday night, we have a pair of games, and Saturday, another game of high school football. Friday night, Wausau West hosting Eau Claire Memorial, the Warriors homecoming game, 6:35 airtime, 7 o'clock kickoff right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm and the like. And on the Sports 2 stream on Friday night, starting at 6:40, it is the Newman Catholic Cardinals at Tri-County. That game can be heard again on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app. And that game will also air on delay after the Wausau West game on 98.9 WXCO. And then Friday, I should say finally on Saturday, it is Wausau East hosting Lakeland in a Great Northern Conference game. 11:35 for the pregame, 12 noon for the opening kickoff. So three high school football games. So why do we do it? Why do we do that?
It's because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
Yeah, hit it on the head yet again. Are you going to hit it on the head for the number for the day, though?
I certainly hope so. I need to get out of this a slump I'm in.
But even the great ones have slumps. It's about getting out of them, right?
Absolutely.
So we'll have number for the day and more at 8:22 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:23. Sunny skies here at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Temperature up a few degrees. It's now 36 degrees here. It should be a beautiful day. Temperatures in the upper 50s to around 60 before all is said and done. Wanted to touch briefly on something I was watching a little bit of when I got home last night. It was the Senate Judiciary Committee oversight hearing featuring the Attorney General of the United States, Pam Bondi. the chief law enforcement officer of the United States of America, and frankly, she was an embarrassment. She was there to answer questions, legitimate questions from senators, part of the oversight process. But all she did was hurl insults at Democrats in response to their questions about the stark politicization of the Department of Justice since she took office earlier this year.
What did she say?
She was asked by Senator Sheldon Whitehouse if the Jeffrey Epstein investigation files held by the FBI included incriminating photos of President Donald Trump with half-naked young women. Bondi did not say no, choosing to castigate the senator instead.
What does castigate mean?
Criticize.
Okay.
Along those lines. She says, you know, Senator Whitehouse, you sit here and make salacious remarks once again, trying to slander President Trump left and right when you're the one that was taking money from one of Epstein's confidants. And the senator sitting right next to you tried to block the flight logs from being released, yet you're grilling me on President Trump and some photograph with Epstein. Come on. Epstein then repeated the question. Bondi said nothing in response. She would not answer the question. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut inquired about a dropped Department of Justice antitrust merger challenge in Bondi's conversations with the lobbying firm, her former employer pushing for it. She deflected by saying he'd lied about his military service. Bondi inveighed, "How dare you! Do not challenge my integrity! I have abided by every ethics standard." After Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii asked Bondi if she approved of shutting down the investigation into Trump border czar Tom Homan, who was caught on camera accepting $50,000 in cash from undercover FBI agents last year, Bondi criticized Hirono's appearance at a demonstration. "You were also on video outside the White House protesting with a group called CASA, where Antifa members were," Bondi said. "Does that mean you're a member of Antifa?"
Oh, good grief.
Senator Dick Durbin said, "The Attorney General has systematically weaponized our nation's preeminent law enforcement agency to protect President Trump and his allies and attack his opponents and the American people." However, Bondi did not respond to that. She just castigated Democrats for voting to shut down the government, in her opinion. So, again, it was just an embarrassment. It was painful to watch. It was wrong. And Durbin asked about Trump's use of the National Guard to Chicago. Dick Durbin asked Bondi what legal justification the administration had for deploying the Guard to Chicago, which is now being challenged in court. Bondi ignored the question to grandstand once more. Bondi said, and this was just, you know, just disgusting, dripping with sarcasm, "I wish you'd love Chicago as much as you hate President Trump." In the face of Bondi's repeated stonewalling, Durbin leveled a warning. Quote, "Eventually you're going to have to answer for your conduct in this. You won't do it today, but one day you will." And that's one thing Democrats have to be certain about, is to let the people know that Trump administration officials that break the law in service of Donald J. Trump will be brought to justice at some point in the future.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that was yesterday. Today, the price of gold has reached a record high.
Price of gold.
Yep, the price of gold has reached a record high because it's not because of anything positive. The reason is investors are looking for safe places to put their money over concerns about economic and political uncertainty around the world, ignited by Donald Trump's policies.
Oh boy.
Trump announced his tariffs earlier this year. It's upset global trade. And one of the factors is that the price of gold has hit a record high.
Okay.
And that will be our number for the day. Because I'm doubting that you have been following the price of gold that closely.
I am ashamed to say I have not.
No, well, I wasn't either. But so your number for the day is, what milestone did this morning the price of gold hit in terms of a record high?
Okay.
Your choices are.
All right.
$2,000 per ounce, $4,000 per ounce, $6,000 per ounce. So the price of gold has hit a record high of more than $2,000 per ounce, $4,000 per ounce, or $6,000 per ounce this morning.
Okay. I really need to focus here because I need to get out of this slump. But I am going to say, you know what, I'm going to say $6,000 per ounce is my final answer. I'm going to say $6,000. It's my final answer.
The price of gold has hit a record high of more than $4,000 an ounce.
Man. This is a serious slump.
Well, now the pressure's again back on you. You got to get to tomorrow and Friday right in order to have a passing grade.
I got to figure out what I'm doing wrong.
Tomorrow we'll be joined by Sean Wright from the Grand Theater. So we'll look forward to that. Mm-hmm. Ian, have a good rest of your Wednesday.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
We'll be back at 6 for the Big High School Sports Show, 6 till 8. So join us then here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.